Depression. It's a word that gets thrown around a lot, but for those who truly experience it, major depressive disorder, MDD, is a life-altering condition that can take a profound toll on every aspect of a person's life. Unlike the occasional bout of sadness that everyone feels from time to time, MDD is a persistent and often debilitating condition that requires careful understanding and management. Today, we're going to dive deep into the world of MDD, what it is, how it affects the body and mind, the treatments available, and the road to recovery. Welcome back to Health Square, where we explore critical health topics that impact your life. I'm Bills, and today we're discussing a condition that affects millions worldwide, major depressive disorder, or MDD. Whether you or someone you love is dealing with depression, or you simply want to understand it better, this episode will provide the insights and information you need. The physiology of MDD, what happens in the brain? To truly understand MDD, it's crucial to look at what's happening in the brain. Depression isn't just about feeling sad. It's a complex mental health disorder that involves changes in brain chemistry, function, and structure. Neurotransmitters, chemicals like serotonin, dopamine, and norepinephrine, play a key role in regulating mood, emotion, and thought processes. In people with MDD, the balance of these neurotransmitters is often disrupted. This disruption can lead to the characteristic symptoms of depression, such as persistent sadness, lack of interest in activities, and difficulty concentrating. In addition to neurotransmitter imbalances, research has shown that the brains of people with MDD may exhibit structural differences, such as reduced volume in certain areas like the hippocampus, which is involved in emotion regulation and memory. These changes are thought to be linked to the prolonged stress and negative emotional states associated with depression. Moreover, the hypothalamic pituitary adrenal HPA axis, which controls the body's response to stress, often becomes dysregulated in people with MDD, leading to an overproduction of cortisol, the stress hormone. This chronic stress response can further exacerbate depressive symptoms, creating a vicious cycle that is difficult to break. Recognizing the symptoms, how to identify MDD. Major depressive disorder can manifest in a variety of ways, and its symptoms often go beyond just feeling sad. Common symptoms include a pervasive sense of hopelessness, a loss of interest in activities that once brought pleasure, anhedonia, changes in appetite or weight, sleep disturbances, either insomnia or hypersomnia, and feelings of worthlessness or excessive guilt. People with MDD may also experience difficulty concentrating, making decisions, and may have recurrent thoughts of death or suicide. It's important to note that MDD can look different in different people. For example, while some might experience overwhelming fatigue and lethargy, others might feel agitated and restless. Physical symptoms are also common in MDD, including unexplained aches and pains, digestive issues, and headaches. These physical manifestations of depression are often overlooked, but are a key part of the disorder's impact on overall health. The human impact, stories of MDD from famous figures. Depression doesn't discriminate. It affects people from all walks of life, including those who appear to have it all. Throughout history, many famous figures have battled with MDD, often in silence, until their struggles became public. One such figure is the legendary British Prime Minister Winston Churchill, who famously referred to his depression as his black dog. Despite leading Britain through World War II, Churchill struggled with profound bouts of depression throughout his life. His experience with MDD illustrates how even those who are to achieve great things can suffer deeply behind the scenes. Another well-known individual who faced MDD was the actress and comedian Robin Williams. Known for his incredible humor and energy, Williams' battle with depression was largely hidden from public view until his tragic death in 2014. His passing was a stark reminder that mental illness can affect anyone, regardless of how happy or successful they appear on the outside. Williams' death also sparked widespread conversations about mental health, highlighting the need for greater awareness and support. In literature, the famous American writer Sylvia Plath chronicled her struggle with MDD in her semi-autobiographical novel, The Bell Jar. Plath's vivid descriptions of her depression provide a poignant insight into the darkness and despair that can accompany this condition. Tragically, Plath's life ended in suicide, underscoring the potentially fatal consequences of untreated or inadequately treated MDD. The effects of MDD, how depression impacts the mind and body. The impact of MDD goes far beyond just mood. Depression affects nearly every aspect of a person's life, including their physical health, relationships, and ability to function day to day. Physically, the chronic stress associated with MDD can weaken the immune system, making individuals more susceptible to illnesses. It can also increase the risk of developing chronic conditions such as cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and chronic pain syndromes. Sleep disturbances common in MDD can exacerbate these health issues, leading to a vicious cycle of poor health and worsening depression. Mentally, MDD can impair cognitive functions such as memory, attention, and decision-making. This cognitive fog can make even simple tasks feel overwhelming, contributing to feelings of inadequacy and frustration. Socially, depression often leads to withdrawal from friends and family, which can strain relationships and increase feelings of isolation. The stigma associated with mental illness can also prevent individuals from seeking help, further compounding the problem. Treatment options: finding a path to recovery. Fortunately, MDD is a treatable condition, and there are several approaches to managing it. Treatment typically involves a combination of psychotherapy, medication, and lifestyle changes. Psychotherapy, cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT, is one of the most effective forms of psychotherapy for treating MDD. CBT helps individuals identify and challenge negative thought patterns and behaviors that contribute to depression. Other therapeutic approaches, such as interpersonal therapy, IPT, and psychodynamic therapy, can also be beneficial depending on the individual's specific needs. Medications. Antidepressant medications such as selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors, SSRIs like fluoxetine, Prozac, or sertraline, Zoloft, are commonly prescribed to help restore the balance of neurotransmitters in the brain. For some individuals, other classes of antidepressants such as serotonin norepinephrine reuptake inhibitors, SNRIs, or tricyclic antidepressants, TCAs, may be more effective. It's important to work closely with a healthcare provider to find the right medication and dosage, as it can take time to see the full benefits of treatment. Lifestyle changes. Regular physical activity has been shown to have antidepressant effects, likely due to the release of endorphins and the improvement in overall physical health. A balanced diet rich in omega-3 fatty acids, vitamins, and minerals can also support brain health and mood regulation. Additionally, good sleep hygiene, such as maintaining a regular sleep schedule and creating a restful sleep environment, is crucial for managing MDD. Support systems. Social support is another critical component of recovery. Engaging with friends, family, or support groups can provide emotional support and reduce feelings of isolation. For some, faith-based communities or creative outlets like writing, art, or music can also offer solace and a sense of purpose. Advanced treatments. For individuals with treatment-resistant depression, advanced treatments such as electroconvulsive therapy, ECT, or transcranial magnetic stimulation, TMS, may be considered. ECT, despite its controversial history, is highly effective for severe depression, especially when other treatments have failed. TMS is a non-invasive procedure that uses magnetic fields to stimulate nerve cells in the brain, offering an alternative for those who do not respond to medication or therapy. Intriguing facts, MDD history and culture. Did you know that Vincent van Gogh, one of the most celebrated artists in history, is believed to have suffered from MDD? His famous painting, Starry Night, was created during a period of deep depression while he was in a mental asylum. Van Gogh's struggles with mental illness, including MDD, have been widely documented and continue to be a subject of fascination and study. Another interesting fact is that the term depression as a clinical diagnosis was not widely used until the 20th century. Before that, what we now recognize as MDD was often referred to as melancholia, a term that dates back to ancient Greece. The shift from melancholia to depression reflects a broader understanding of the condition, encompassing both psychological and physiological factors. The road to recovery, what does it look like? Recovery from MDD is a journey that can vary greatly from person to person. For some, it may involve periods of remission followed by relapses, while others may achieve long-term stability with the right treatment and support. The key is persistence and finding a treatment plan that works for you. It's also important to remember that recovery doesn't necessarily mean the complete absence of symptoms, but rather the ability to manage those symptoms effectively and maintain a fulfilling life. Famous individuals like actor Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson have spoken openly about their struggles with depression and the importance of seeking help. Johnson has described how his experience with MDD, particularly during his early career, shaped his outlook on life and emphasized the importance of mental health awareness. Conclusion: Navigating life with MDD. Major depressive disorder is a serious condition that requires understanding, compassion, and effective treatment. By exploring the symptoms, physiology, treatment options, and the stories of those who have faced MDD, we can gain a better understanding of this complex condition and support those who are affected by it. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has provided you with valuable insights into understanding and managing major depressive disorder. If you found this episode helpful, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with anyone who might benefit. Remember, you're not alone, and help is available. Until next time, take care.